Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall glorify God because he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is great and he is greatly to be praised. Lord, there is nobody else like you in all the earth. We want to exalt you on today. We want to exalt you and lift you up on today, God, because you are worthy. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of being so overwhelmed and wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life that we have a tendency of forgetting just who God is. We be forgetting just who God is. He is all sovereign and all powerful. There is nobody else that can compare. There is absolutely nobody that is equal to him. He is the great I am. He is I am, that I am, I am. That's what he told Moses. I am that I am. I am that. Oh God, we thank you for being that. We thank you for being that on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are that. I am that. I am. He said it, I didn't. I am that. I am. We thank you for being that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for stepping in, Lord, and taking over, throwing your weight around. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for being a promise keeper and a way maker. For you are that. You are any and everything that we need you to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to bless you and glorify you. We want you to know just how much we appreciate you. We want you to know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we realize and recognize just who you are. Nobody is equal. Nobody can compare. Oh, mama, he don't want us to worry. Oh God, we bless you. Oh God, you are that. I am. Oh, mama, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're not going to waver in our praise and our worship unto you. Oh God, but we're going to give it to you because it is due you, Lord. We're going to give it to you, God, because it is due you, Lord. Oh, my mind, it's due you, Lord. We have so much going on in our lives, you guys, that we cannot give him what is due him. But we want to do that on today. Because I'm telling you, when praises go up, blessings come down. There's absolutely no way you can get in the presence of God and that thing that you are concerned about, that worry, that challenge, that fear, that tear, it's got to go away because it cannot dwell in the presence of God because he is the one that can do it all. I am that. I am that. Oh, my man, so when he said, I am that, that's what he means. Oh, my man, Jesus. 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 I just keep hearing that. I am that. Jesus. I just keep hearing that. It's almost like it's sticking out in my head in big black bold letters. It's sticking out in my head in big black bold letters. That. Yep. See, God said that, not me. I want to share something with you guys. Because he's telling me to. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to really get it. I gotta play the song you telling me to play. So I'm gonna start it over so y'all can hear it. And then I'm gonna tell y'all what he giving me. The name of this song is I Am. I hope y'all listening to these words. Was praying. When you are sick, see, you overwhelmed in the moment when you see. You can't see your way out. You don't know what's next. Ooh. Jesus. That's who he is. We got to let him be I am. See, the Israelites kept crying out to God. They kept crying out to him because they wanted to be free from slavery. It's a lot of things right now in this world, in our lives individually, that we have become slaves to. It ain't hard for him to deliver you. That I can handle it. Y'all hear? Just let me fix it. He can fix it. He can fix it. Listen, there's absolutely nothing that is impossible for God to fix. Yeah, we hear that all the time. I got it written up here for to give y'all a reminder. There's nothing impossible for God. We should not be overwhelmed with nothing. You have went to God. You done cried out. You done prayed. You waiting on him to do something, and he still ain't moved his hand yet. But let me explain something to you. When we get to a place of going beyond just believing God, and then we just trust him, all we got to do is just sit back and watch him. Let me explain that to you. The Israelites kept on going to God, kept on crying out, oh Lord, I need your help. Now, he didn't come when they wanted him to come. He didn't come right away. See, because first and foremost, God got a plan for us even before we was planned by our mamas and our daddies in their womb. Did y'all hear what I say? We got to learn. We got to learn. What do we got to learn? We got to learn that he is just who he say he is. We just can't say it, or we come to church and we just believe it for that moment, or that situation come up and we just believe it for that moment, or oh, it's sounding good right now and it's making me feel good just for that moment. No, you got to stand on the word of God, because he is. The Bible says that if we come to him, we got to come to him believing that he is. We got to believe that he's going to change that situation. We got to believe that he's going to work it out. We got to believe, not only believing it, we got to trust him to do it. Lord, I trust you. Who in here can really say, Lord, I trust you with me? I trust you with me, and I trust you with my life. And because I trust you with me, and I trust you with my life, I'm not going to get in your way. I get in your way when I start trying to do things on my own, even after I done already prayed and asked you to do some things for me. We have a tendency as human beings to do that. I'm just going to pause this for a minute, but I'm going to play it again. Because we need to understand. We need to understand. In the midst of the Israelites crying out to the Lord, and they kept on asking God, and kept on asking the Lord for us, send us somebody that's going to help us. Now, they didn't already got the promise, because the elders, as they called them back in them days, and the priests had already told them that it's going to happen. They believed what they said, but it was hard for them to trust to do it, for him to do it, because they didn't see it happening. No time soon. Are y'all following me? Listen to this. The Israelites kept on crying. And the Bible says that God had sent, had it all planned out. Moses. See, Moses was being trained for everything that he had to do as the prophet of God when he was just a kid. I keep telling y'all this. Everything that we go through and experience, even as a child, is merely a setup on the path of our journey, our destiny. If you pay attention, any and everything that you went through, even as a child, even in school. Now, when I say this, I mean what you learned, what you were interested in. You know, I mean, y'all got to pay more attention to when it all began in your childhood. Now, I ain't just talking about the bad stuff. I'm talking about your interest. What was your interest? You know what? When we was coming up, did y'all know what I wanted to be? I wanted to be a teacher. I used to love school. Every time that my grandmama and them used to take us to the 1 cent, 5 cent, 10 cent store, it used to be called Woolworth. I don't even know if nobody did. You remember that? So they used to have these little red, these real little bitty red staplers. I used to go. They used to give me my little dollar, cause a dollar went a long way when I was coming up. They would give me my little dollar and I'd run over there to the school supplies. My brother would go over there to the toys because he used to love army men. Mind you, he in prison today for shooting up somebody's house. I'm just saying. Listen, y'all got to pay attention to stuff. Did you hear what I said? My sister used to always run and grab baby dolls. She got pregnant when she was 14. My other sister, she was the quiet one. The one that was real close to me, the one that died. She was the quiet one. And the only thing she used to do was just observe everything. That's it. When she died, she had no children. And she was still looking. Pay attention. I used to be a school teacher. What do I be doing now? Just think about it. See, it all starts in our childhood. Every job I ever had was in leadership. I was either supervisor or shop foreman, or I ran a system, or I did. You understand what I'm saying? The very first job I ever had was transferring stocks and bonds at Manufacturers Bank. They closed that bank. That was 18 years old. That was the very first job I ever had in my life. Transferring stocks and bonds. Why he wanted me, now let me tell y'all what I did. When I went to work, I used to have to find, did y'all hear me? Lost bonds. So I add up all these numbers and the number didn't come up to that. And then I go over it again and add them all up again. And then I have to go into this big room and they have all the computers and stuff. And I have to go through all these bonds that was just laying and sitting there, not labeled or anything, and try to find the lost bonds. The only label I had was by year. That was it. And it was a lot of work. So in the midst of me doing that, look how he structured me then and put me in a place where I had to put things in order. I mean, I'm just saying, y'all got to pay attention to what, y'all got to pay attention to stuff. We are not mindful of these little things because we worry about the big things. And what is the big things? Acknowledgement, degrees, making some money, being successful, having a family. This is the big things to the world. Am I right or wrong? But the thing is, we forgot who I am is. He told the Israelites, they all knew who God was, even Moses. And he was born in Egypt. He was born a Hebrew, which is an Israelite, but raised as an Egyptian. Why do you think God allowed him to get all the combat training, all the education he could? He could speak more than one language. Did y'all know that? He had to. He was able to speak Hebrew and he was able to speak Egyptian. How do I know that? Because the Bible says that his very own mother nursed him. But the Egyptian woman did not know that that was the real mother. And she taught him and told him who he was even as a child. So did he not have the best of both worlds? And as he got older, he started pondering some things in his heart. That's why he killed that Egyptian. And yet he feared for his life because they knew he was a Hebrew from birth. But he killed an Egyptian, so you know he was scared. He ran for his life. Now God had already set him up to be a leader. Did he not? He set him up to be a leader. He set him up to face some things that he didn't want to face. Think about it. The Bible says it was a bush burning on a mountain, and I'm paraphrasing. The Bible says that he was curious. He climbed that mountain. He went up there, and when he was. What in the world? How is that? So we already knew that his curiosity was going to kill that cat. Let me go here. Let's go to the book. Before I get talking natural, I'm fit to give you all the book, so that you can understand what I'm saying. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency as people of forgetting just who God is. We may go to him and pray. We may go to him and fast. We may go to him crying. We may go to him angry. We may go to him in any kind of way, form, or fashion. But whatever way we go to him in expectation for doing something for us, and we are in expectation for it. So we believe it, but do we trust him to do it? To believe is something different from trusting. You can believe anything in everybody. You could believe something that is a lie. You can believe anything. But to trust, how easy is it for us to do that? We can't even trust one another. So how easy it is for us to trust God? Come on, y'all. Think about it. And that's just real talk. So God said, you know what? I'm going to send you to my people. I know they believe in me because they always praying and they always crying. And there's too many of them crying now. So I need you to go in and help my people. I need you to go and talk to them. How many times the Lord has sent somebody to you, me, him, her, they, we, all of us, and talk to us because of our crying, because of our prayers, because of something that we pondering in our mind, because of the heaviness that we carry in our heart, because of the burdens that it causing us to be all weighty. God sent, let me tell you something, God used people to help people. Because that's what he do. He's a spirit. He's a spirit. When I was on my way to church, the Lord was bringing something to my memory. And in the midst of him bringing it to my memory, I said, Lord, I said, well, why they did not want to receive nothing from what that person said? Why, you know, why did the, and then the Lord said, because it wasn't you. I said, so what difference do it make? He said, because they got respect to persons and I don't. I said, so why would they have a respect to person? He said, because they believe what you say because they know who you are. They really didn't know who they were, and they knew their lifestyle, and their lifestyle made them doubt what they were saying to them when they said, I said it. Did y'all get that? He said, but I don't have no respect to persons. He said, because I am that I am. And then so when he said that, all I could hear was that real loud. All I could hear was that real loud. He's saying, this is why my Israelite people and my people today, it's hard for them to trust me. I said, but why is it hard for them to trust you, Lord? I said, when you done already proven yourself. He said, because they have respect to persons. I said, well, why they got to respect the person? Because they ain't seen it and ain't heard it. So if I tell them something and then they hear that person say it or they see that person doing it, they believe it because I have already told them. He said, but if I tell them something and they don't hear that person say it and they don't see that person doing it, they're not going to believe it because it's hard for them to trust what I said. I need to say that again, don't I? I'm going to say it again. I say, Lord, why is it hard for us to... He said, because they got respect to persons. I said, okay, Lord. He said, if I send you to tell somebody, thus said the Lord, and you tell them what I said, and then they start seeing the manifestation of it, then they're going to trust me. But if I send you to somebody and I tell you to tell them something and they have not yet manifested, it's going to be hard for them to trust me. I said, why, Lord? He said, because they ain't just for nothing. We want it right quick. Lord, you see me down here struggling and you ain't... God, why I gotta keep waiting? Why I gotta keep going through this? Why I gotta keep going through that? Well, I see it for a minute and then I don't see it no more. Oh, you'll help me with that, but then I'm telling you I want this and that. You got it. Can we trust him? Can we really trust God with our lives? Now, he done already done told us, I want you to be of a success. He done already said that. He done already said, I got a future in store for you that's good. And it ain't even. He done already told you, why is you always, it's going to work out for you good. Just hold on. We can't trust him because we ain't seen it yet. So, do that makes us or puts us in a place that we have to respect the person. Do it. Think about it. Oh, man. I guess, Lord, I just wait on you. Yeah, you're waiting and you believe, but do you trust me? If I tell you to get rid of or get loose or do the very thing that you love the most, will you still trust me? What if I want these first few words on this song to play. Right here, listen to the word.
What if you call me and don't
listen?
What if you call me and don't feel me near you? Will you still trust me? What if I tell you to let go of the very thing that you think you have to hold? Will you trust me?
What would you?
Yes.
Can we say yes to that? Can we really say, Lord, I'll trust you? If you tell me not now, would I trust you? And not ask you when? Or how long? If you tell me to wait, will I trust you? Or get mad and say, I'm tired of waiting? You? What if he say, I'm going to heal you? But I'm still walking around hurting. And it's, will I still trust him? What if he say, quit that job and don't worry about nothing? Will I trust him? What if he say, empty out your whole bank account and give it away? Will I trust you? Will I trust you? Girl, the Lord told me to lead. And he told me to leave all this stuff, all the bit. Maybe I had it so good in Michigan until I moved into a small apartment around a whole bunch of less fortunate people and let my daughter and her kids stay in my house. And I was paying rent for both places. The Lord said, your daughter gotta grow up. Your son gotta be a man. He said they gotta stop using you for a crutch. He said, you gonna trust me with your kid? I said, yeah. He said, I'm gonna ask you again. Is you gonna trust me with your kids? I said, yes. I don't have no other choice. Because if you strip me of any and everything that I have, and you done did it before, I had to trust you. And see, a lot of us have not been pushed into that place where you ain't got no choice but to trust him. You see what I'm saying? Because somebody is always there to pick up that slack. Somebody is always there to, you know, it may not be all you need, but it's some of what you need. I ain't talking about no wants. I'm talking about needs. So, that's how the Israelites was. That's how we are today. Okay? The Lord say, I'm sending you to go free my people. He say, Pharaoh, what you sending me to? He say, Egypt, what? I'm not. How you gonna send me back to somewhere where I know the poor and people want to kill me? Sometimes the Lord will put you on familiar territory to see if you gonna trust him with you. Are y'all getting me? See? And the Lord told me, he said, go back to your roots and start a church. I said, start a church, Lord? I don't even know. He said, you trust me? I said, yes, I do. I gave it all up. I gave it all up. And I came. Listen to me. I didn't know what I was going to do, how I was going to do it, when I was going to do it, because it's all new to me. I don't know. I'm clueless. But the only story in the Bible that I could hear was Abraham. When the Lord said, get up and go, he never told him step by step. He just was obedient. So, sometimes we may resist what God is telling us or showing us, but still do it. Is that obedient? Think about it. Moses said, nah. How you gonna send me back to somewhere where the folk wanna kill me? This is what we do. We start thinking that we ain't qualified, right? When the Lord gets to telling you, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that and I want you to go do this, and he'll give you the plan, he'll tell you what to do, how to do it, or whatever, whatever. And we'll lowball our own self, won't we? Yeah. We think we're not qualified, or ain't nobody gonna support us, or I'm afraid of that. Well, guess what? Moses was too. But he did it anyway. Did he not? He was too. He lowballed his own self. He said, I don't even talk straight. He was a stutterer. He couldn't say, my speech ain't good. You want me to go back to tell somebody to let your people go and I can't even talk right? He said, don't worry about it. I got somebody who gonna talk for you. See, it's always a ram in the bush. So we need to get out of thinking that God ain't already got a plan. Can we trust him? I trust you, Lord. Just keep saying it. Say it loud. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Because we got to get to that place to trust him. Why should we trust him? Because he is just that. Listen to this. When he told Moses to go back, Moses said, now, how am I going to convince these people? I try to convince folk all the time. I said, now, how many times I got to tell you what the Lord said? You don't believe what God said? What? How many times I got to keep repeating myself if God said it is true? Now, what I got to do? What? Oh, I get mad because you don't want to believe God and trust God. And that's just, I'm telling you. I be like, you know what? I just came with the people and the folk. The Lord said, yes, you can, because I did. So listen to this. We're going to Exodus, you guys. And we're going to chapter 3, verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Name of the sermon tonight is I am that. With an exclamation point. So he said, I want you to look up the word that and tell the people who I am. I said, Lord, they already know. He don't know. He said, they don't know that. I said, they don't know that. He said, no, they don't know that. They hear me say that I am that, but they don't know that. Is y'all getting it? I said, they don't know that. No, they don't know that. They know that I am that I am, but they don't know that. I said, so what is that, dear Lord? He said, look it up and tell them. I said, okay. I am that I am. What is that? It's the person. Huh? It's the thing. It's the idea indicated. It's mentioned or understood from a situation. What is that? It's the time. It's the action or an event specified. What is that? The kind or thing specified. Is y'all getting it? What is that? One or a group of an indicated kind, the one farther away or less immediately under observation or discussion. It's the former one. What is that? Everything of the kind indicated. What is that? In spite of what has been said or implied. What is that? In addition. Is y'all getting me? He said, tell them that. What is that? Being the person, being the thing, or being the idea specified, mentioned, or understood, being the one specified, usually used for emphasis. What is that? So great a such, the farther away of less immediately under observation or discussion. What is that? It's to such an extent. Is y'all getting very or extremely? What is that? That is any and everything. I am that I am. I am that person that you need me to be. I don't care what you look for in another person. They may not give it to you or they may disappoint you, but I am that person. So I need you to come to me. I am that person that you need to be around. I am who are you? I am that such. I am to an extreme. I am that. I am infinite. I am any and everything that you need me to be. Oh, the thing. What is that thing? Me, I am. I am that thing. I am that which. W-H-I-C-H. I am that. Is y'all getting it? I need y'all to understand I am that. I am. So it's absolutely nothing that you cannot find in Christ. All the money that you want, he is that. All the money that you need, he is that. All the love that you desire, he is that. All the recognition you want, he is that. Because he said he don't want to promote. He don't want to justify. He don't want to authenticate. He said it. So I ain't got to look for that in you because I got that in I am. Ha! I ain't got to expect that from you because I am is that. He said any and everything that I got, my gifts and all my talents going to make room for me. So I don't need you to say anything because I am that, got that just for me. Are y'all getting me? We ain't got to be conflicted. We ain't got to be restricted. We can remove the limits because he is that. Remove the limit. What a man thinketh, so shall he be. He said, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire because I am that. He is that. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein. He said, the silver and the gold is his. Every precious gem and jewel, don't y'all know it come from the earth? He said, everything that dwells therein is his. So he's that. He's that. Am I the only one excited here? I ain't got to worry about lacking nothing. For he is my overflow. He ain't that. What did he say? I fill your cup. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall what? Follow me. Because I am that. Did y'all? Is y'all getting it? So we ain't got to be mediocre in our thoughts about ourselves. Because if we abide in him, he rested in us. And he is what? That. Any and everything that you desire God to do for you. Any and everything that you know that he can do for you. Any and everything that you've been asking him to do for you. I want y'all to start writing that stuff down. In expectation for it. When you bring that stuff up here to this altar, you in expectation for it because he is what? That. Just for you. I am that. I'm the way maker. I'm the promise keeper. I am the man. He did it all. And he's still doing it all. I am that. He spoke into nothing and everything came into existence. So what make you think that he, when he speak in your life, that what he said is not going to come into existence? Y'all get it? All you got to do is believe his word. And then you can stand on it. If you standing on his word, that means you trust in him, right? Mender. He commends you because he is that. This song describes him. I am that. I am. Hey! He's the one who does impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be. Thank you, Jesus, for being that for us. That's who I am. Just let me be. Our assurance rests in him.
can run and hide.
To believe it. I don't care how long it's been. He got to prepare your hearts to receive it. Because he's not going to do like we do. See, if God gives us stuff too quick or too soon, it'll be a great disaster. And we'll be right back in the same place, in the same situation that we was in before. He don't want us to be there. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from the Lord of life, y'all. He got to prepare our hearts for this stuff. He got to prepare us to accept some things as well as some folk. Lord, give us a heart of acceptance on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not lean to our own understanding and we will trust you, Lord. We will trust you, God. We're going to trust you with us, Father God, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We're going to trust you, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, that you are everything that we need you to be, because you are I am that I am. Lord, every prayer that we're writing down, every request, every petition, Father God, even the hidden stuff, God, that we do not even want to mention again because we done mentioned it over and over and over again. God, we're going to lay it down at your feet, every heavy weight, every heavy burden, Father God. Any and everything that causes us to be yoked up that prevent us from being yoked with you, we're giving it all to you right now, God. Any and every burden, Father God, any and every fear, God, he called that in loco sea. We pulling it down now. Any and every thought in our mind that causes us to be in between, even in between, Father God, wavering, being on the roller coaster. We giving you all that stuff right now, God. Oh, God, regulate our minds on today and settle our thoughts in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we think on things that are kind and pure. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us, God. Help us on today, God, that we won't be so disdained, that we may be akashakne de lokosia. Help us not to dwell on the past, God. Help us not to be so regretful, Lord, because regrets is only unforgiveness of ourselves, Lord. Help us to forgive ourselves, Father God, and move on and continue to press, God. Help us, Father God, as we try to change, we know that you can change things. Do it on today, God, because you are I am that I am. You are that. You are my resolution and our solution. You are the one that has additions and the multiplications. You know what needs to be subtracted from us, God. We're asking you to circumcise our hearts on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Uproot any and everything that was planted down inside of us that causes us, Father God, to be in that place of darkness, sadness, depression, shame, fear, and embarrassment. Uproot these things on today, Father God, that we may be whole, that we may be sanctified and purified in and through you, God. Oh, God, we're coming to you right now and we're casting it at your feet. We're laying it all down right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can handle it. We need to go see. I get it. Go see. We know that you can fix it. We know that there is absolutely nothing that is too hard for you. Oh, God, he called it in the go see. As we put these things on the altar, Father God, we're giving it all to you, God. As we lay all these things down at your feet, God, he called it in the go see. Oh, my mind in the local city. Give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness, Father God, that we won't be so grudging and holding on to stuff that was said, done, or the way that people treated us, Father God. Help us to understand, God, that you are strengthening us in these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's always going to be somebody who'll come along and even your ghost shutting it like I see. Help us to understand, Father God, that any and every experience that we even went through, Father God, it is for our learning, God, and not for us to take it, Father God, and distort it. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be complete and whole inside of you, God. Give us the peace that we need, Father God, even as we sleep in slumber and tossing and turning in our sleep on tonight. Let us have some sweet sleep. Oh, God, give us the peace that we need, Father God, in our finances, Lord. Oh, God, you said that you would supply our every need, Father God. Supply our every need on today, Father God. We will not cheat you of tithes. We will not cheat you of offering. We will not cheat you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you said that we are robbers. We will not rob you, God. We're going to trust you even in that. We're going to give you the first fruits, God. Before we spend and do anything else, we're going to give you the first fruits, Father God. Oh, my mind, let it go see, because you are worthy of it. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, to be stabilized inside of you and our thoughts and our minds, God, that we may be able to compel your people to come to the sanctuary, God. We may be able to help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to see a different outside of the story. Because your story, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will lead us to the end game. And we want to go to the end game, because if we make it to the end game, we know, Father God, that we will be pleasing in your sight. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to shake off any and everything that has caused us, Father God, to linger on in our own will and our own way, being self-willed. Oh God, remove any jealousy, envious, backbite, tailbearing, covetousness, lasciousness, maliciousness, the main hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pouring our finger, wagging our head. Remove any and everything that causes us to be prideful and haughty. Father God, pouring the finger, wagging our head. There it is. I keep hearing it. Pouring the finger, wagging our heads, Lord. Help us not to be accusers of one another, Father God. Help us not to be backbiters, Lord, and gossipers, God. Complete the work that you've begun in each and every last one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be stabilized in you, God. Oh, my mind, my locosi. Touch the marriages on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know what each and every last one of us need in our marriages, Lord. Oh, God, touch them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and prepare our hearts and even our bodies to receive our husbands, God, whether they're near, far, absent, or even coming. Lord, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you know what each and every last one of us need. You know what we desire, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That oh, my mind, I pour your righteousness, I pour your love, I pour your fullness, oh God, do it, Lord, for your people. Because we need you like we never ever needed you before, God. We've been standing in the gap for one another for certain things, God. You already know what it is, Lord. I'm asking you to dispatch your angels on our behalf, Father God, that they will perform that word that you have already promised in your timing and in your season. Oh, God, give us a heart, God. Give us a heart that we can accept these things, Father God, in the fullness of your glory, Lord, and not in partiality. Help us, Father God, that we would not be anxious for nothing, Father God, but we don't conceive but to wait on you. Oh, my mind, Yoko Shatana, I can see you, you don't know, Koshatana. Help us all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. Oh, my mind, Yoko Shatana, Loko Sia, you don't know, Bashina, Loko Sia. Oh, God, complete the work that you've begun down in the inside of your people. Complete the work, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yoko Shatana, Loko Shatana, I can see you, you don't know, Koshatana. Oh, my mind, I can shine in the local sea. I get a local shine in the local sea. Help us shake off the old, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to receive your new. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it, God. As we write these things down, God, as we give you these things, Lord, he called that it is a local shine in the local sea. We'll trust you, Lord. We'll trust you, Lord. We'll trust you, Lord. You're going to get a new house, girl. I'm talking to you, Kenitra. Jesus. I ain't talking about no doggone rent. Well, I already got it. Girl. Watch. You'll see. God is rebuilding some things from the ground up. Let God be God and don't you be you. Because that's how your house is going to be too. Built from the ground up. You'll see. Oh, my mind, little local shine, little skin. Oh, Baba, she, little see, I get a local sun. Yeah, the struggle is real. Put that stuff on the altar. Yeah, it's a reality in the struggles. We have to stay in position and not get out of position. We have to. We have to. Oh, my mind, need a local shun, need a lacassi. Oh, Baba, she, the local sun, need a lacassi. The Lord is opening up a path for you and your husband to walk down together. You just keep on doing what you're doing, Lord. You just keep holding on to his unchanging hand. That's all you have to do. Stay in alignment. God has been aligning some things, y'all. Oh God, touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we outpour these things unto you. Give us your peace. Give us your hope and your assurance, Father God, in the waiting. Because we just want to see your hand move, God. Give us the peace and contentment in the waiting, God, that we will not be anxious for nothing. Oh, mama, oh God, I'm asking you to do it because I know that you can. I know that you will. And I know that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it, Father God. Open up our hearts. Open up our minds. Open up our bodies, Lord. Complete the work. Complete the work, God. Even now, Lord. As we stand here, Lord. Before your throne of grace, I stand in the gap and I touch and agree that we come in agreement with any and everything that you have already spoken over our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch, Lord, even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God knows just what we need, God. He knows just what we need. Thank you, Jesus. God knows just what he needs, what we need. I hope y'all remember this word on tonight. I am that I am. And be in expectation for what God has already spoken over your life. He's got to prepare us for some things. Sometimes he just wants us to be still and know that he is God. Because I believe God. If he said it, it is so. I believe any and everything that God tells. Look, I don't say stuff just to make folk feel good. I don't. I ain't got time for games. I know God is able to do any and everything that he said he was going to do. I'm a living witness. Everything, I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all. The Bible declares that if we live upright and holy in his way, if our ways please him, he would not withhold no good thing from you. I'm a witness. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, that book is real, and it is life and evident, even in my life. I'm an example of it all, the good and the bad. These are the last and evil days. God doing stuff for us right quick. Right quick. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all. I'm telling you. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for being in our midst. We tell you that we love you and that we appreciate you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we opening up our hearts on today that we be your co-shining and like I see, we may be able to accept any and everything that you have already predestined for each and every last one of us individually. Remove any hidden motives or any hidden intentions, Father God. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, not to move before you, but to move behind you and wait on you, Lord, because you are our guide and our leader. Oh God, I'm asking you to cover us and give us the courage that we need, God, to step forward and keep moving on. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today in any and every area of our lives, God, that we may be complete and full in you. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I love the Lord so much. God is so gracious towards us. We're going to get ready to get our offering and then we're going to dismiss. Let me tell y'all something. When God done, I'm done. I am that. And then he got to talking about that. That. Did y'all understand the word that? I want y'all to hold on to that. Because that's what's going to help you pull through. That. That is what's going to help you pull through. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you guys on tonight. I bless you guys on tonight. I pray that God continue to bless you. I pray that God continue to cover you and comfort you. I pray that God continue to hold you and keep you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessings over your life on today. Until I see you again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I was just thinking a couple days ago. I was like, what did I say? I know so many people who just stopped. They just stopped. They just stopped. Because we wasn't getting what we wanted. Things weren't going our way. And they never came back to God. They gotta come back to church and go to anyway. You understand what I'm saying? But they never came back to God. They just stopped. I know great men and women of God that the Lord used mightily that just stopped. I'm not pointing a finger and I'm not wagging a hand, but please, you guys, let's stand in the gap for the backslider, the wayward person, that doubtful person, the one that lost their faith. Please, let's keep these people in prayer. Because time is winding down. I bless you guys. Let's hold that offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave unto us. Thank you, Jesus.